make mention that Lloyd Martha's going to be gone this weekend, and we want to remember them in their travels. That God would just be with them, watch over them, and give them a good time while they're away from us, and bring them back safely to us. We need every member, every born-again child of God, we need in the house of the Lord, because we're all one body. And when part of it is missing, we certainly feel it in our hearts and in our souls. So 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, reading just one verse tonight, and while you pray for us, go with me, if you would, down to verse 7. Verse 7, where he says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Just that one verse. He careth for you. God cares about us. And he cares about every aspect of life for you and I. And he wants the best for us. I don't believe God wants anybody not to have the best. But tonight I'd like to bring to you a message entitled, What is your biggest care? What is your biggest care? I want you to notice when the scripture was written, he said that care, he didn't make it plural. He said casting all your care upon the Lord. How many of us tonight have got more than one care upon our hearts? Amen. But he said, cast your care upon me. We may have many, but everything that we have that is upon us is just one care to God. Just one. When we empty out our heart to God, it is one care. Because God cares for you, and he cares for me. And anything that has got us downtrodden, anything that has got us weighed down, anything that keeps us from enjoying the things that God has given to us, God wants us to give it to him and allow him to take care of it. Because God is bigger than we are. The care that he's talking about is those things that come along that robs us of our peace and our joy. And I believe that this changes, Brother Jack, from day to day. Some of the things yesterday that bothered me, today didn't bother me at all. But I had things today that didn't bother me yesterday. And sometimes I said our care will change from day to day, but there are times it changes from hour to hour because of a phone call or because of a communication that we might have or because something comes up on our mind or our heart. When we look at the care, and I may interject cares that we have in our life, you know, life is hard. Can I get an amen? Life is hard. With all the different parts of it and the moving mechanisms that there are in life and all the things that is required of us and all the things that we desire to do, that sometimes it's more than we can bear. Sometimes we allow all of it to come together and the stress and the anxiety of all of it on us at one time weighs us down to where we're no good for anything. Sometimes I just have to get along by myself because I'm no good to be even around people. You say, Roger, does it really get to you and you're a preacher and a pastor? Remember, before I was those, I was just a born-again child of God like you. That I'm flesh like you are. And I'm human like you are. And there are some things that weigh on me that you may look at and say, that's nothing. Or there's things that weigh on you and I look at and say, man, I wish that's all I had to worry about Right? Especially with this new generation, not to hurt anybody's feelings, but, you know, in life, you don't always get participation trophies. Some of you are still weighing on that one, but it's true. When we think about what our biggest care is, you know, and many of us have had these cares along life's journey. Our job, that's a care. That, Jeff, if you don't mind me using you as an example, I'll use myself as an example, that if you don't know if you'll have a job tomorrow or not. Lloyd's always teasing me and he says, well, you got that big fine job. That job can go tomorrow. And that always weighs on you. That you may have it today, but you may not have it tomorrow. Money, what are we going to do? Is there enough? You know, and one of the things that some of us have that we don't have to have a care about, and I've worded that wrong, but one of the things that a lot of people worry about is their marriage, and I've never had that worry. Thank God. Amen. I trust Becky to the moon and back. And not many men can say that about their spouse, and not many women can say that about their spouse. And it's a care that is there upon their hearts. Our kids, their health, their education, their future, what are they going to do for a job and a life? What kind of life are they going to have? Because we all want our kids to have the best life they can have. If you don't want your kids to have the best life that is possible, something is wrong with you. We want them to have the best that there is, and some of us today, that a care that is there. I mentioned about the job is even retirement. Because some of you that are retired tonight, you're probably one of the last generations in this country that will get to enjoy that. Because it's a fleeting event that many will not get to enjoy. And the biggest obstacle that's there is a thing that's called insurance. And these are cares, Brother Ott, that we have that go with us each and every day. The condition of this world, as we heard, that's a care that ought to just break our hearts when we look around and see what's happening. I can't do anything about what's happening across the pond, but certainly we ought to be able to do something about what's happening here in our country. But it seems like no one sees what we see. Are they that blinded? Or are we blessed by God to be able to see the things that's coming, even though they're not here, but see them as though they were? And that is Scripture. We look at all these things and we say, well, all of those are a care that I have. It's a care that you have and I, but God said here through Peter, Peter said, cast them all upon the Lord, for he care for you and me. That no matter how many cares we have, when we give it to God, you know, God hears our prayer and the desires of our heart, and it's one package deal that comes up. I've never preached like this. God laid up on my heart, and I've got to try to follow him. It's one deal that comes up, and God is not saying, I can take care of that, and then that one, and that one, but this one over here, I can't do a thing about. No, God looks at him and says, I can take care of all of these because I'm God, and there's nothing that's too big or too small that I cannot take care of. Of it. What our biggest care ought to be is, are our loved ones saved? That's all these other things are important in life. But how many of you will agree with me that the salvation of one's soul is the biggest event that could ever happen to any man, woman, boy, or girl? And when they get saved, they have somebody that will be with them when mom and dad is no longer found around. When brother or sister forsakes them, God will still be there. When the world comes against them and wants nothing to do with them, God will still be there. We put too much emphasis on the things that at the end of life don't matter. When you die and I die, it's not going to matter where you lived or what you drove or what your job was. What's going to matter is, are you right with God? And we're seeing it in so many homes and lives today that the spouse or the next generation, the kids or the grandkids, are so unconcerned about their future. They're more worried about their education and their job. And don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with education. But education won't get you to heaven. The job won't get you to heaven. You could have the best job there is in the world as far as pay and be miserable. Amen. And Brother Lloyd and I were talking before church, and this is not a rebuttal, but he was talking about his grandson who's a police officer, and the pay is very small. I have a son who is a school teacher, and the pay is very small. But if that's what they want to do, they would be miserable in a job that we would select for them. Right? So they do what they like to do. And if you do what you like to do, it's never a job. At least they tell me that. I've never experienced it. Amen? Our children, our brothers and sisters, our moms and dads, our aunts and uncles, our neighbors, our co-workers. That ought to be our biggest care. Where do they stand with God? Because, can I get a witness on this Wednesday night? God has always taken care of me and my family. We've never gone hungry. We've never gone without a place to live. We've never gone without transportation, clothing, and even a long life, some of our wants we've been able to enjoy. Because David said, and I say this often, he said, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. You see, when you know God, He puts it all together in one package deal. Not only is He going to take care of us in eternity, but He's going to take care of us while we're here. If we get our care right. We get our care right. I think our second biggest care ought to be the prosperity of the church. Not just a financial part. That's great, and I'm thankful to be part of a church that God has blessed financially. Amen. We've never had a care that we could not meet. God has blessed us so. But when I look at something that's even greater than the financial part that we ought to care about, is the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon our gathering. Because without the Holy Spirit, there can be no condemnation. Without condemnation, there can be no conversion. I wonder in past how all these people could go to churches and never have their lives changed. And it's because there's no conviction. And there's no conviction because they no longer preach from the Word of God. This is what saved my dying soul. This is what guides my life. This is what takes care of my life. And until God takes me home, I pray that I am found always carrying my little King James Version of the Bible around. Because this is what I cut my teeth on. This was milk when I was a baby. And then I got some bread, and then I got some meat. And now I enjoy it all. Because it's all good. To where we could see rededications take place. And I don't say this to be crude tonight. Or in not being sensitive, but you cannot plan out a service without the Holy Spirit. We could have the monitors, and there's nothing wrong with monitors and having the screens and the projectors and all that. But let me tell you, I never get to use them because there's times that I come to church and I'm walking in the door and saying, Lord, you better give me something. People say, well, you're a preacher. You ought to study during the week and be ready. You can study, you can read, and be as empty as a cloud without rain until God moves. And when God moves and gives you a little message like I'm trying to bring tonight, the best thing you can do is say, Lord, I'll go and I'll try my best, but I need your anointing upon the word. Because it may sound good, but without the anointing, it's not much. In this little message tonight, I'd like to give you 4 points that God laid on my heart as we close. There is one answer to all of our care. And it is salvation through Jesus Christ in God, our Lord and Savior. He is the answer. People today say, I don't know what to do. I say, get a hold of God and let God take care of your care. Give it to Him. And yes, I'm as guilty as anybody else is of giving it to God, and then before I get back to my pew, the devil will lay it right back on me. Or I'll pick it up and carry it back. People say, I pray and I pray. There's a difference between praying and casting. You know what the word cast means? Has anybody ever come to the altar and you felt like you just took all your care and just threw it at God? You got to the point where you was tired of carrying it. Because of the load that you was under, and you just took it and you cast it to Him, and you say, doesn't He take that as you being mean? No, His arms and hands are big enough. He can take your big burden because it's not big to Him. It's a small thing. How many times does God look at us and say, you poor soul, you want me to take care of that? And some of us, Ray, he'll say, I just did that for you last week, and now here you are again. And I have to say, yes, Lord. And I'll probably be back next week too. But He says, that's all right. Can anybody else ever feel like you can just feel Him patting you on the back and say, that's all right? Oh, hallelujah. You're my child. I care about you. I will take care of it. As long as we live in this world, we will have a care to cast to God. Yesterday it was one. Today it might be something different. Tomorrow it might be something totally different. But I promise you, as long as you are in this life, you will have a care that you need to cast upon the Lord. For He cares. For you. He cares for you. The third point that God laid upon my heart is that there is no care too big for God. How many of you feel like yours is pretty big that you're carrying around? You know, if we had some of those, you know, they got those 3D glasses to where you can see everything that's going on. If you don't have them, you can't see it all. If you had glasses to where you could see the care that we are carrying around individually, we'd say, man, I thought I had a lot of care. You ought to see what my brother or sister's carrying. You ought to see what my friends are carrying around. And then sometimes I feel ashamed that I'm walking around like I've lost my best friend and somebody that I care so much about. What they're carrying is much bigger than what I am. I don't have a child that's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Oh, I didn't get the news that my job ended today. I didn't get the report that things that I was looking forward to and counting on are no longer going to happen. I didn't get a phone call saying that one of my loved ones had died. And the saddest of all tonight, church, is when that phone call comes and it's someone that you have never heard profess a faith in Jesus Christ has left this world for eternity. All we can do is hope that there was a space of time that they could get right with God. And then this is a very familiar point, but God laid up on my heart, so I'll share it with you. Don't tell God how big your care is. Tell your care how big your God is. You know, sometimes we can put the devil on the run. But here we are, little kids, walking up and saying, Dad, it's me. The boogeyman has done this. And he said, why didn't you just shoo him off? And you know why? Because we're afraid of him. Or he's too comfortable around us. I didn't know I was going to put that in there, but that's good. He's too comfortable. He's not afraid of you and I. And if he could, and he does, he'll have you wake up in the middle of the night worrying about that care that you have. And not only my care, and Becky's, and you know, Roger's, and Brandon's, and Tiffany's, and all the grandkids, but I'm glad I belong to a church that we try to help each other with the care that you are carrying. People say, don't it weigh you down and bog you down? Yes, there's times that it feels like that it's just, Lord, how much more can we bear? But then that sweet Holy Spirit comes through the midst of the grand old church. I'm going to close, but how many of you recognize what I do when, no matter how heavy a load it is, if I could just feel the presence of God, it's like I know everything's going to be all right. No wonder our forefathers and foremothers, when they would pray, they'd get up shouting and praising the Lord because they knew they'd given it to God and God was going to take care of it. We don't have that confidence today. We don't have that confidence. And it's not God's fault. It's ours. And I'll close with this final thought. Sometimes we allow our care to conflict with our worship. Because instead of worshiping, we're thinking about the care. When we should be saying, Lord, I just come to get some peace in your house. Help me that I can put this away from me so I can worship you and praise your holy name for all that you have done. Because he's done a lot for us, has he not? I mean, you begin to add up how much God's already done for you. And then think about it like this. He's not done yet. How many of y'all remember years ago the message about the storehouse? Oh. He's got it. And when we get to where we can receive it, God will give it to us. When we're where we can receive it. Tonight we're going to close with an altar prayer because I've got a big, big bag of care that I'm carrying around. And I hear God to say, cast it on me, for I care for you. God doesn't want to see us broken. He doesn't want to see us depressed and our anxiety so high that we're no good for ourselves or anybody else. He doesn't want to see us jacked to where we get to that point where we want to throw that wrench across the shop. He doesn't want to see us get to that point. But he knows that we are human. And the devil works against God's people more than he does anybody else. Because everybody else, he's already got. He's already got. But you and I, see, he's mad at us because we left him. But yet, I just made the decision. I was tired of living with that fear. And God promised me a better future than what the devil did. And I thank him for it. How many of you will join us as we go before him in prayer, saying, Lord, I cast my care upon you, for you careth for me, and you want to see me blessed. Join us tonight as we close. Dear Lord, I pray you this evening that God, that you said that we could cast it all upon you because you care so much for us. Lord, I don't know why you care for us so much, why you love us so much in spite of our failures and shortcomings. That God, that we seem, that Lord, it seems that each and every day, there's more and more that's being cast upon us. God, we know that there are so many things that I cannot take care of, things that I cannot change, and Lord, things that the devil has orchestrated to try to tear down the church in your name, and even us as brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, as I cast my care upon you, that you would help us, Lord, with all that is going on, all the different moving parts that, Lord, that we're facing each and every day. Lord, for our people that are lost and undone, for those, Lord, that tonight that the devil has vexed their minds and their desires so terribly. God, I pray for them, that, Lord, that you would speak peace to their soul. Lord, if they've not been saved, that they would get saved by your marvelous grace. Lord, and they will walk in the newness of life. Lord, I pray for them this evening, God, asking you to speak to them yet another time. Lord, when you do, I pray that God, that they would open up their hearts and allow you to come in and change their life. Lord, I ask you to go with the many moms and dads here this evening, Lord, that have many of the same cares that they're walking around with in their life. Lord, I pray for them and ask you, God, to strengthen them with this journey, that we're on. Lord, help them. Help us that we might help each other. But God, you've given us some mighty strongholds in the church, and I praise you for it, each and every one.